Welcome to the one show that takes you where others won't. Out into the wilderness, past the frontiers of what you thought was possible, with your own personal pilgrim on the 405, Mr. Will Crist.
Well, welcome to Pilgrim Talks on this sunny afternoon here in Laguna Beach. You know, there are times when we have seen companies that have been around for a long time. There are times when we've talked to senior managers of companies that have been around for several years. And then there are times when we get to watch a star being born. That's today. We're going to be interviewing Sean Larimore, who is the founder and CEO of a little company called ZipTask. And ZipTask takes some things that lots of people are doing right now, pulls them all together, rationalizes them, and makes a lot of sense to me. So let's welcome Sean Larimore and get right into what's going on at ZipTask. Sean, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
So, Sean, tell us a little bit about what ZipTask does.
Well, ZipTask is outsourcing made easy. ZipTask makes it incredibly easy for you to outsource work from your desktop or from your website or anywhere in the world using our iPhone and mobile applications into a hybrid remote virtual workforce, whereas we apply the most advanced technologies in the market today in the process of completing that task, that job, if you will. And we have a distributed workforce all around the world that includes professional freelancers skilled in graphic design, software development, professional business services, just pretty much you name it, they've got it. And so they complete the work, they send it back into the system, and we sanity check the work before we hand it back to the customer completed. And all of this is done rapid fire, autonomously, anonymously, and you receive back the result of the work, and you're happy as can be. So that's what ZipTask is.
Well, now, I've used Elance. I use several other of the online sourcing databases to find people that will take on a task for me. How does ZipTask differ from something like Elance?
Right, so Elance, you know, and Odesk and all of the other providers give you a platform. They essentially give you a way in which you can engage with a freelancer. And the challenge that you're going to face, though, is that there's a pain involved with engaging with freelancers. First of all, you have to kind of know your way around the internet. You need to know when someone's taking advantage of you. You need to know what these terms are and how to chat with people in different time zones and how to send large files and what to do, what not to do, how to pay people, all that sort of thing. You have to be really savvy in order to engage with freelancers. On top of that, these guys are professionals, and they sometimes will negotiate a rate with you, so you have to kind of deal with that, where they told you it'd be 10 bucks an hour, and now it's 15 bucks an hour, and all of a sudden now it's 20 bucks an hour, you know, or the website was supposed to get done last week, and they're taking forever to get it done, and so there's a headache involved, and we call this the pain of the customer, of course, right? And so what ZipTask does differently is that we take all the pain away. We provide you with the most incredible experience for outsourcing work imaginable. Consider it kind of like the Apple experience, if you will, for the outsourcing market. And so instead of engaging with the freelancer, all you do is drag and drop your files, you type in what you want us to do, and you walk away. We call this drag, drop, and done, right? And so instead of sitting on a chat session for hours and hours or trying to locate somebody on Skype or figuring out what this guy's talking about because he can't understand him because of the language barrier, all you do is engage with ZipTask. You give us, here in Costa Mesa, California, you give us your documents, and we then figure out who's the best person for the job. We find the freelancer. We hire the freelancer. We get them engaged on the work. Then they're done with the work. They send it back. We take a look at it. We make sure it looks pretty good. And then we charge your credit card and hand you back the files completed. And so all of this happens sometimes before you could even schedule a chat session with someone on Odesk or Elance. So you might already be done with a project by the time you even begin on something on the platforms that are out there today.
So this is probably going to cost me a whole lot more than me doing that work myself, to find the right outsourced person, right?
Well, that's what you'd think initially, but with ZipTask, we believe that we've created a very neutral pricing structure. We charge a baseline price of 39 cents a minute. And you know, you might say, well, let me do the math. That's 24 bucks an hour. Yep, it's about 24 bucks an hour. And that's the entry point. So that's Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Photoshop, pretty much all your general office work. If you need something really advanced, it goes up from there a little bit. But in essence, what you're gaining with that slightly higher price, you know, the average price of a freelancer around the world is about 20 bucks an hour. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
But that's across the board. Yep, that's the average. And so we're just above average, but we have such a value offering, and on top of, you know, providing the sanity check when the job's completed, we also have all of this technology, all this intellectual property that we bring to the table. And so when jobs are fraudulent, we spot those right off the bat. When jobs are taking too long, our system automatically grabs the freelancer and shakes them a little bit, so to speak, and kind of rattles their cage a little bit and alerts them, hey, your ratings are going to suffer. You're going to get in trouble if you don't finish this job on time. And so we have all the checks and balances built in. So you gain quite a bit by paying the 24 bucks an hour with Zipdesk.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what are some of the tasks that people are using Zipdesk for?
Right. So the jobs that are sent into us, you know, they always start, it's kind of funny the way it works. People will send us, you know, a Word document, and they'll say, why don't you update these references? Why don't you proofread my essay? Can you please create a logo for us? You know, it's usually under an hour for the first job. And then we do a stellar job on that, and they get back the files, and they realize, wow, that was an amazing experience. I enjoyed that. That was pain-free. Why would I ever go back to doing it the old way again? And so they send us larger projects. They send us, you know, software development projects. They send us websites. Someone sent the other day, we had an iPad application they sent in. They wanted us to build the whole thing. And so there's all sorts of advanced work that comes in. But it all starts with, you know, Excel formulas and PowerPoint slides and quick little logo jobs.
Really? So you wound up developing an entire app for somebody?
Well, no, they sent it in. They asked it for it, but we're still scaling up our system. So we put it on hold, and as soon as we have enough freelancers to accommodate, which would be in the next 30 days, we're actually launching a whole new version of our service in the next 30 days. So we're going to have something a little more advanced out there for the offering for the customer. But yeah, they asked for a whole iPad app to be, and that's only one. You know, I've had, I think about half of the jobs that are coming in now are leaning towards, you know, software and larger graphic design type projects. So it's gaining traction. It's getting bigger and bigger. But like I said, it always starts with the quick little, take this Excel document and turn it into, you know, a Word document, or take the graph and make it a PDF, or take the PDF and make it a Word doc. You know, just move this and shape that and format this and highlight that. And eventually, once they realize how efficient it is to use Zipdesk, they grow in scale and they increase the size of the projects.
Wow. So tell us a little bit, I mean, how many, just roughly, how many projects, I mean, how much have you gotten done so far?
You know, we just launched, so, you know, we're in the hundreds in terms of customers and in the thousands in terms of revenues, but it's just getting started, just getting off the ground, and like any new startup, we're getting the word out. So, but what's exciting is, you know, in the last day or so, freelancers have been kind of flocking and applying on Zipdesk. I think some of our PR is beginning to take hold. But we're really excited about, you know, the way that freelancers get to use Zipdesk. They're literally, that's the other thing we should talk about, is the fact that most of the time we focus on the customer and how easy it is for the customer to use the service. Well, that's one thing. But think about this guy trying to make some extra money. You know, times are tough these days, and people are working two jobs, and they go home and they want to build a website to supplement their income. And they use some of these freelancer services, but the problem is that they spend 2 or 3 hours looking for the next job, where with Zipdesk, they don't have to look. All they do is log in, they upload all their information, and then the jobs come to them. And essentially with our software, they can log in each day at their computer, and on the bottom right of their screen, they'll hear a little sound, and it'll say, new job for you, you know, and they roll over that little form, and it'll tell them the information about the job, like how much it's going to pay, what skill set is required, kind of like a high-level overview. And all they do is click accept, and the job's already assigned to them, and they're moving forward. Of course, our system pre-screens that worker and makes sure that they're qualified for the job, and we look at a variety of 15 different metrics for that worker. So it's not to say it goes to anybody, but we definitely take the pain out for the freelancer as well. So that's kind of, we're really excited about that. Lately, it's been growing pretty fast here.
So tell me a little bit about what kind of, who should be talking to you about freelancing?
You know, in terms of our average freelancer, it varies. I mean, you have guys that are applying that have 15 years experience in high-level business. I mean, you got guys that are just getting started on data entry. You know, they're at the very lower end of the spectrum. It's such a wide variety. But by and large, you know, a lot of folks are professionals that decided, you know what, I want to work from home. I want to start my own business. I want to make some side money. These are people, a lot of them have their bachelor's degree. A lot of them are fluent in more than one language. And we're not just talking about, you know, international workers. We're talking about folks right here in the USA, Iowa, Minnesota, Tennessee. We've got folks applying from throughout the rural Midwest that are fully qualified, and we're excited about that. In fact, I think I was visiting with Odesk and talking to their executive team, and some of the trends that we've noticed with them have been that the United States is one of the fastest growing freelancer populations that in terms of growth of freelancers across the world. The USA it's becoming more popular out here to work as a freelancer. And so we're seeing that traction happening right before our eyes here.
Wow. So where would somebody go to sign up?
Well, you go to ziptask.com and you'd scroll down and you'll see a little icon that talks about freelancers, and you can apply for work there. It'll give you some information, and then once you apply, you'll get some emails back. But it's a process. You know, you you start somewhere, and you begin to build up your clientele. Your ratings and your metrics will increase, and then more jobs will start coming.
So, in a someone who is out of a job right now, who has some skills, could have a job.
Well, they could. You know, I'm not going to say it's a silver bullet and that it'll pay every mortgage payment out there. I will tell you, though, that, you know, the best thing to do is just to apply and to get started somewhere. And there's a job for everybody. You know, we've got jobs that are 10 minutes. We got jobs that are 10 days. I mean, the great thing about this new world, this new flat world, if you will, the hyper-specialization-enabled flat market that we are in now allows people to do one thing really, really well. And I think with hyper-specialization being at the forefront of the Ziptask business and the model that we've created, we are leveraging all of that laser focus. So if you're really only good at one thing, why don't just do that thing for a while, you know, and get specialized, be the best in the world at it, and make better money doing it.
Talk a little bit more about that being specialized in one thing.
Right. So hyper-specialization, last year the Harvard Business Review did a large piece on this concept. But it's been written about before. It's not a new concept, but it's been kind of reinvented again. You see it back with Henry Ford and the automobile and the assembly line process and the way that that revolutionized some of the manufacturing processes. But in terms of, you know, a tech company, a tech process, and the distribution of labor and the work at large around the world, you know, you see hyper-specialization coming out of all sorts of unusual places. You have small business owners, you know, they are going to gravitate towards the path of least resistance, and so they find that they can make better money and have more customers and be more successful by being laser focused. And so with hyper-specialization, hyper being ultra or intensified and specialized, laser focused efforts, they will return you a higher yield on your investment of time. And so as a freelancer, you're always thinking, what can I do really well, make the most money, and maximize my time? Because it really is time is money, especially when you're freelancing to pay the bills. And so a lot of these folks they'll search and search to find the highest paying job types. And so with hyper-specialized systems like Ziptask, in contrast to the platforms that are out there, and I'll say platform like Elance and Odesk and some of these, they're great, but they're platforms. They don't provide the kind of specialty service that Ziptask does. And I'll compare it, you know, if Odesk and Elance are Facebook, we're the Zynga, okay? And so we're the platform on top of a platform. We are the service agency and technology that brings hyper-specialization to the average consumer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about the... Well, I'm just fascinated with the whole idea. You're really doing global outsourcing for... I guess it's my own limited imagination, but it seems to me like for small administrative kind of tasks.
That's right. Yeah. And pretty much anything you can imagine can be digitized and moved around and handled by anyone across the world. We have created a system that, I'll talk a little bit about how that works. So when you submit a job into Ziptask, we have our assessment team that basically picks apart the job. They look at everything you've sent in. They look at your instructions and whatever files you might have sent us. And we assess it and assign several different metrics to it, like complexity and skill type and duration and all sorts of different attributes. From there, that job is pushed into a queue, and you are sent an estimate email with a big button that says approve. Excuse me. So you'll be able to approve or reject that estimate. So you're in the driver's seat. You never have to worry if this freelancer is going to spend too much money. And so that's part of our very different and highly specialized process. They click approve, the job is immediately moved into the queue, and the right worker is located, hired, and presented the job. And so they have the right to refuse the work if they don't feel they have time to complete it, or if they're already in the middle of something else. But we engage with the freelancer directly using our system. And so then once the work is completed, they drag and drop the files back. They provide the completed work into the system, and it goes to our sanity check team where we actually review the work. Now, 80-20 rule applies here. Most jobs we can review very quickly and see if the work is accurate. You know, you asked for someone to proofread the essay. They did the proofreading. We can see that the essay looks completed. It is fixed. We see the difference between the two files. We know that the work got completed. But there are a few jobs, like, you know, in some of the software development work, that you can't really run the tested application and sanity check it. So we have to have the customer perform kind of a quality check on that. But we seal it with the Ziptask guarantee, so we make sure all of our customers are happy or their money back. So anyway, at the end of the day, we've created a system that allows you to leverage hyper-specialization, be ensured of quality, engage with the right worker, never waste any time trying to understand through language barriers or time zone differences what is going on with your project. You just drag, drop, and walk away. And so I think at its best, you're going to have work require sweat and effort and grit and application of a lot of your energies. With Ziptask, we've made it as easy as humanly possible, and we've added kind of some sprinkling of magic to it to bring that Apple experience to light.
All right, so let me see if I can imagine some things. Explore with me. If I were a student and I had a 25-page paper that's due, I've worked on it, I've done all my references, I have my footnotes in it, and I'd like somebody to proofread that. I suppose I could drop that into Ziptask, right?
That's right. And if you were a student, you'd probably have an iPhone, right?
Oh, yes.
And if you have an iPhone, you might even have Dropbox. Have you heard of Dropbox?
Absolutely. So we got Dropbox.
Right. So with our iPhone app and with Dropbox, you can, because we're integrated with Dropbox, you can be on the freeway or in class or on your bicycle riding to your next class, and you could pull up that document using our Dropbox integrated iPhone app, and you could send it to Ziptask, and with a few little flicks of your thumb and finger, you could tell us what to do and hit submit. And that job will immediately get created and go into our assessment team. At which point, by the time your professor is done speaking, you'll probably have an estimate back. You'll click approve on the estimate, and it'll immediately get pushed into our development process where a worker will pick up the job. By the time you're out of class, the job's already done, and you have a PDF receipt waiting for you in your email. And so that's the power of this. This is leveraging multiple different platforms of technology, multiple different channels of communication, and delivering the most efficient way to get things done. And it's kind of magical, actually, when you're going 80 on the freeway, you know, and you pull up your mobile device and you send a job off to us and we're working on it and then we send it back and you never had to talk to anybody. You never had to, you know, negotiate with anybody. There was no language barrier. There was no problem, right? There was no pain. It was just frictionless, right? And
yeah.
That's what we think it was. It should have always been that way.
Well, I have a young lady in India, and we use Dropbox. But my experience is that, I use her for transcription, like for this radio show. I'll take this radio show, drop it in the Dropbox, but then I have to talk with her about what I want her to do with it. And that means that somehow we've got to find a time when she's awake and I'm awake together. And then, because it's only her, I have to wait sometimes 3, 4, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it back in the Dropbox and lets me know that it's there. Now, with you, I would be dropping my file into what, my Dropbox?
Well, no, you just simply download and install ZipTask on your Mac or PC, right? You would run ZipTask and there would be a drop zone. You would drag and drop your files into the drop zone, and then you'd type in what you want us to do. So you take the audio file, you drag it in, then you'd say, please transcribe this, and hit submit. You're done. Then you get up and you get a cup of coffee, you'd wash your hands, you'd watch some ESPN, and a couple hours later you get a little, you know, notification on your phone or maybe at your computer, and it would say your files are waiting for you. And you would then marvel and then roll your eyes in the back of your head on how amazing that was and how much you love this new service. But that literally is how powerful it is. And not only that, but let's think about this. By centralizing everything through an efficient service, what you can do at tax time is you can print out a summary level receipt of all jobs that you've outsourced through ZipTask, and you can write it all off on your taxes, right? Of course, if it's business related and you're an independent professional or a contractor or a small business, this would apply. But for the average person, you know, that doesn't own a business, it's still helpful to know, okay, well, I spent, you know, this much money on outsourcing. I saved this much time in my life, and you can see it all in one space. So not only that, but, you know, the contracting freelancer workforce around the world, it's all the same people, you know. If you go through any of these other vendors and other providers, you're talking to the same freelancers. They just have different accounts on different systems. And So what's going to happen is it's going to be important to get with the right system that the most volume is going through. And typically that's where you can really perform at your peak and make the most money.
What's a range? You got the 25-page paper. You want somebody to proofread it. What's a range of time, which is really going to translate into costs for doing something like that?
Well, let's say 25 pages. Off the top of my head, of course, it would depend on the project, but I'll just go on a limb here with you.
Mm-hmm.
It may take a couple, you know, maybe 5 or 6 minutes per page. It just depends on the level of work and how deep and how complex. And then you got to make sure that you have somebody on the project that knows what type of content they're reading. You know, sometimes you don't have to be an expert at mechanical engineering to read a paper about mechanical engineering, right? But you do have to have some English skills. So, for example, we have some guys in our system that have degrees in English and they're specialists on grammar. And so at the speed of light, you know, they're just skimming through these documents. They're putting together amazing amounts of specific and very accurate correction to the paper. But let's say to answer your question, 25 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, I don't know, per page. you know, that might only take them, I don't know, what's that, 75 minutes? So an hour and 15 minutes, roughly, times 24 bucks an hour, roughly. So you might be paying $30 for someone to proofread a fairly large essay. But you know that it's going to get done by a professional and someone that really knows what they're doing. So I challenge you to find someone at the level that we've found them for 30 bucks to give you a professional freelance contract and get it done within literally perhaps maybe even less than an hour. The whole job would be done and back to you. And then you didn't have to speak to anybody or chat with anybody or wait for anybody to wake up or go to sleep or any of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would find it very interesting to talk with a group of people to explore what kinds of things could be done with outsourcing like this. I mean, it seems to me that you're in a whole imaginative world now. I mean, you've made it so seamless, so easy to outsource. And it would be very interesting to spend some time with a group of small business owners and just explore the possibilities for outsourcing. Have you done anything like that?
You know, we have. We've sat down with several of our customers who own businesses, and they added all their employees into ZipTask as users. And some of the responses were very interesting. Some of them said, you know, Sean, if you can do Excel macros, I have 100 jobs for you ready on my desktop today that I'll drag in there. And I told them, we can do Excel macros. And so they started dragging them in, and they started sending them our way. Another person says, you know what, Sean, I don't care who does the work. I just want it done. We had some interesting conversations about the division of labor and how fast we can get it done and the direction of work and the kind of routing system that we use. But at the end of the day, that really wasn't the focus of the conversation. They just wanted the speed and the cost to be central, right? So if they can get something done faster than hiring somebody or faster than pulling in their assistant and cheaper, they're going to do it.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Well, listen, this has been a very interesting conversation so far. Can you stick around after the break? I want to talk about how, as a startup, what kind of plans you have for going to market with ZipTask.
Sounds great.
Super. Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
I'm Al Strauss with Sandler Training. Talk to you about rule number 38. The problem the prospect brings you is never the real problem. When people have heard this rule and thought about it a bit, if they've been in sales for more than a few months, they almost always say, well, that's obvious. I've had lots and lots of prospects that told me what they wanted, I showed them what they wanted, and they didn't buy it. So it seems that it would be obvious. The problem is, most folks don't understand it, and you get in the middle of the conversation, and here's a prospect who's interested in something, you've got the something, and you just show up. And what you really need to learn how to do is ask a bunch more questions, because frankly, in most cases, the prospect doesn't even understand what the real problem is. And so if you ask three or four more questions about what they claim they need or are looking for or want, you're going to discover that it morphs, it changes, sometimes dramatically. What they end up needing is perhaps even diametrically opposed to what they originally said they were looking for. So ask the questions, don't take the first thing they give you, dive down into the real issues, and you're going to have yourself a much better day selling to this prospect.
Do you recognize them in your office? It's a common problem for executives and employees everywhere. There's John, over there. He just seems to have his own vision. Unfortunately for you, it's not your company's vision. Then there's Mary, who always seems to fall short of what's expected. You've got people that need to turn it up a notch if you're ever going to hit your goals. The never-ending cost of losing people and having to train the rookies. You constantly worry about losing key people you have become too dependent on. Extended Disc is designed for business owners, executives, and employees just like you. Extended Disc provides you with information to make better business decisions with confidence. Extended Disc helps you and your organization to be more profitable by avoiding decisions that result in expensive mistakes, wasted resources, and time. You see the problem. Extended Disc, the solutions you need to push performance and growth. It's time you made a call to Extended Disc for the solutions you need. Extended Disc, toll free, 1-800-257-7481. Or go to www.extendeddisc.com.
Well, we've been talking with Sean Levermore, the founder and CEO of ZipTask, a way of providing a link between small companies, large companies, and outsourced freelance people. He's made this so slick and so easy to use that it's hard to imagine why anybody wouldn't want to use this. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about how you're going to market. You're a startup now, right? How long have you guys been available for people?
You know, we've just been out a few months. Our go-to-market strategy is a couple pages long. We've got tons of different outlets that we're hitting. It takes time. It's just been a few months, though, that we've been out here.
All right, so what are the channels that you're using? Are it primarily the internet? Are you using email, banner ads? What? Help me to understand how somebody would go about marketing something that's so web intensive.
Well, you know, you mentioned a few of them: email, banner ads, social media. Let's take a few of those and talk about it. So banner ads are kind of so 90s, you know. These are, forgive me for the expression, but these are kind of old school. We don't see a lot of companies investing heavily in their primary strategy being through banner ads. I mean, they may have it as one of their supplemental strategies, but it's not really the target anymore. Then you kind of look at email. Now, email is important. You want to build up an email newsletter list of people. MailChimp, they have a great offering, and some of the others out there that send out email, we do that as well. But you can't spam people, right? You have to build your list organically, and you can't go buy addresses because none of those people are your loyal customers. So you have to continuously look for opportunities to sponge in new interested parties and possible candidates and prospects for your business. The next one you'd look at would be social media, and this is where everyone kind of hones in on, and they get their eyes get big, and they start drawing in their thoughts on social media, and the trick with that is that you have to be authentic. You create your accounts on Twitter, MySpace, Google+, you know, all the different outlets. There's a lot more of them, but those are your top tier ones. And once you create your channel, you create your environment, you try to publish valuable content there, and you try to get a conversation started, and you try to engage in dialogue that's meaningful, it's not that easy. You have to really have some intelligence behind that, and there have to be some custom-crafted thoughts. You have to do real work. You know, there's none of this automation. I mean, you can. There are tools out there that help you. But just you can, as a small business, you have to kind of dig your feet in and get your hands around it, and you have to kind of put a pot of coffee on and bury yourself into it for a while until you can come up with a really, you know, intense strategy that yields results. I think lately, beyond just the how, it's the why. You know, you have to look at why are you in existence? Why are you a company? What is your primary objective? What are your MOs? You know, who are the people in your organization and why are they here? People want to hear about the why, and they've heard all the whats. You know, that's no longer as important. And so I think you have to be authentic. You have to raise the bar a little bit and try to find your angles and find your edge and look at ways to inspire other people. You know, it's not just about you. You have to engage with them. Well, I think Malcolm Gladwell in one of his books it talked about the perspective of the customer, and this is why products sell, is because you're engaged with the consumer. You're giving them something they want. I don't think anyone buys an iPhone because of the programmers that worked on it. You know, they buy an iPhone because it's magical. And when they touch it, it moves, and they they flick their wrist and shake it, and it does a cancel, undo. You know, there's all sorts of little secrets that you can learn about in that device. But the whole goal is to make the customer happy. And so in your promotional strategy, you have to always be centric to the customer.
Okay. All right. Do you have a marketing person who is doing this for you?
Yeah, we have a PR company we've been using, and we've got some folks in marketing. We've got some design folks, people skilled in graphics and promotional media. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go out and hire 10 people. I think a lot of your listeners will think, well, I don't got the money for that. Well, you don't necessarily have to. You can, you know, obviously you can use ZipTest to get a lot of the legwork done for you. Shameless plug there. But right. You can also engage with, you know, professionals in other formats and have them come in on part-time basis and consult for you. And I think there's just an army of people available today that are savvy. You know, another strategy, which we've actually used a strategy as well, is you talk to some interns and you bring them in and let them get their feet wet in the business world. They're pretty quick on the keyboard and sometimes they turn into great assets in your organization. So you have to be very flexible in the way you approach it, but I think the main goal really is being in it, you know, getting your feet wet, getting involved, getting engaged, being on your Facebook page, being on the actual media tools yourself. Don't just hand it off to everybody, but actually go in there and think about what you want to tell the world and, you know, how you want to be perceived and what sort of message you want to be planting as a seed in different fields, if you will.
Now, I noticed that when I put together the email that went out to people about the show this afternoon, you have a very nice video from Vimeo, sitting on Vimeo right now, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, our demonstrational video about ZipTask. Yep.
So who put that together for you?
Well, we actually hired a team out of Kentucky. They did a good job for us, but you know, I was involved in it. One of my designers was involved in it, and we just that you know it took a while because you have to go through the story and you have to kind of like when you're creating a Pixar movie, you have to do storyboarding and all sorts of planning and the script and you know the artists involved. So there's quite a process there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will all of your sales come through the internet, or will you be doing some face-to-face selling with salespeople?
We are a dot-com tech company, so everything is over the internet and through the software, through the app, if you will, over the digital lines of communication. We don't really do any walk-ins. That's just not really the way you'd want to present this organization, but. If you go to ziptask.com, you can watch the video, download the app, and do everything you need to do.
All right. So this is going to be a pretty simple sell, right? I mean, it's going to be people. The real issue for you is, number one, somebody knowing that, and then number two, decide to give you a try.
You'd think it'd be simple, right? You'd think people would see the logic here. I think there are times, though, where, you know, as in our early stages that we've learned a lot about our customer and what they think and the perception about outsourcing. There's a lot of stigmata and industry voodoo around that. And just in general, you know, a lot of folks didn't even know. My family, I asked them about if they had heard of some of the major top-tier brand names in the industry, and they hadn't even heard of any of them. So there's a lot of awareness that we have to bring. On top of that, what's important is that you can plug into existing systems. And so we're talking to others about API and integration, and we're fielding requests now about our API and how can they integrate with us. And we're actually looking to integrate with more partners, not just Dropbox, but I met with Evernote and we talked to them about integration. And so there's a lot of different opportunities out there.
You integrate with Evernote, and you'll be my friend forever. Evernote's the center of my world.
Well, stay tuned, because hopefully soon that'll be a reality. But most people, you know, between Evernote and Dropbox and now Google Drive and Box.net, I think there's you know, just a huge opportunity getting stuff done. I mean, I can think of example after example. You know, people have photos. They need to be organized. They want to, you know, mothers will use us to Photoshop one kid in a picture and one kid out of a picture. We've got, you know, college students. What's really exciting is when the professor sends us the work to proofread or convert, you know, their research into an outline that they can teach from. And then the student sends in the homework for the class for us to proofread. So we learn quite a bit about all sorts of subjects as we're looking through these documents. It's fun.
A Chinese wall there, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's such a transparent on the one hand, but magical on the other, that it creates such a, it's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, so, and we want to bring that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, I'll save my idea.
We want to bring that to a practical level, right? So it's very magical, and that's all wonderful, and everyone's happy, and there's butterflies and pixie dust and all that great stuff. But I think at the end of the day, people need a concrete understanding of how to outsource work, you know, how to make their life easier. And I think, you know, getting their feet wet, just starting small, just getting one job in the system, you know, it's always a good way to start and just see how it works. But it's a different way of thinking, right? It's not just, can you do this differently? You know, it's just a different way of thinking. It's how can I be online all the time and completely efficient at everything I do? How can I be in the zone, if you will, right? And so you have professionals walking through airports. They're busy. They're on their way somewhere important. They should not be stressed out. And if they have too much to do, they should be able to outsource some of that work at a very low amount of effort with complete ease and simplicity, right? You've got people hustling and bustling, working way too hard and not smart enough, right? So the idea of working smarter, not harder, all of that makes sense and is a little cliche, but I think with ZipTask, we're able to bring that to market. We're able to give your projects a chance, you know, give them a voice, give them a shot, and don't just let them sit there in your brain, but actually push them off and flick them over to ZipTask and let us work on them.
Well, now, with a virtual assistant, I have been able to use virtual assistants, and they learn my pattern, and I can assign them repetitive tasks. For instance, we had a woman once who created our email for us that was going to go out weekly for our email blast. And once she created the template, then all I needed to do was to give her content, and then she did the whole thing. I trusted her because I knew her and we developed a relationship where I was confident that it was going to happen. Can I develop a similar kind of relationship for repetitive tasks like that with through ZipTask?
Today, not yet, but eventually, yeah. We have a lot of features, including what you just described. We call it something different, but we have a lot of features in the works that we've been developing that are coming out over the next couple months here. The idea that you can repeat a job, the idea that you can reuse a worker, you can pin them to your worker bar. You know, there's all sorts of little nice-to-have little features on our list that we're developing. But that becomes incredibly useful, right? Because you don't want to have to retype anything or re-explain everything. You want to be able to refer to previous work that you've already completed and leverage the benefit of that, right? So, yes, it's on the radar here.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people that I'm working with now do have virtual assistants, and in many cases they will have specific tasks, like I want you to balance this spreadsheet every week. I want you to send out this email. I want you to make sure that all of the material on our calendar, on our website, is up to date. That right now is being outsourced, but it's being outsourced via telephone, email, from time to time, face to face. There's a lot of slippage in that, and that could be automated. Automated is not the word for it, but if that could be streamlined,
maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, and in the way that you're talking about, so that, you know, maybe there's an initial planning moment. But I'm not hearing, when I look at ZipTask, there's not a huge box there for me to fill in instructions. It's pretty small, right?
Well, you can, you know, you can paste in unlimited amount of text there, and you can also upload another document if you need like a requirements document that's very large. And you can also update the job as it's in progress. You can go onto the website or using the iPhone app, and you can, in the iPhone app, there's a form, an area where you can literally, like a chat session, you can just send any thought any time of day about any job that you send in. And it'll go right to the right person. But to address the notion that you brought up about personal assistance, you know, it's important that those professionals that feel that they can leverage a personal assistant or a virtual assistant, that they know that they have other options. You know, it's not exactly that easy to get a virtual assistant, as you might have learned. The ramp-up time, you know, getting that person familiar with your personal information, getting them familiar with how you do things and what time zone you're in, and then you have to kind of make sure you can understand this person. A lot of people have thick accents, right? And that's the whole point of leveraging the international benefits. But with ZipTask, you have all of that, and yet you don't have any of the problems. You don't have any of the language barriers or the cultural barriers. You know, when they say this, it doesn't mean that. You know, there's not a lot of what did you mean or who are you again? And, you know, there's a level of comfort that you derive from using the service. And what we feel is a best of both worlds hybrid solution. And so you may consider it like a personal assistant or a virtual assistant, but it is far more than that, and it does provide a level of personal familiarity as we develop further iterations of the product, so that it kind of can be seen that way. But we don't necessarily bring it to market that way. We really focus on the autonomy and the anonymity of it, so that you can literally stack, like your virtual assistant, you might be able to send her two or three things, and you know that'll be enough for that day. But let's say 10 things came in today. Well, they might get overloaded, so you have the option, do I bring on another personal assistant and have to pay more money, or do I just, you know, wait till Thursday or Friday to get it all done? With ZipTask, you just dump it all in all at once, and it scales to an infinite number of possible concurrent parallel jobs. So there's a lot of benefits to really having a scalable architecture, a scalable system in place, rather than using one-off jobs with a person. The other thing I'd say is, when you don't need that virtual assistant and you don't need ZipTask, you don't pay, right? Whereas if you have that person kind of on retainer, you're still paying $500 a month for that person just to sit there and wait for you to send them stuff to do. Right. So it's not always the best solution.
Right. Well, say now, it would seem to me that you would have a tremendous marketplace in attorneys, doctors for transcription, lots of places where you know, the kind of tasks that can be repetitive would be very valuable.
Absolutely. You're preaching to the choir, my friend.
How do you deal with security?
Great question. So we engage with a secure 128-bit certificate on all transacted communication between our systems and any other environment. So nothing that touches our environment is unsecured. On top of that, you know, we have new features coming out in future releases that allow us to legally bind the contractor and the worker to ZipTask terms and service agreements and to the customers. So if the customer has specific security requirements, they can check a box, you know, and then that would alert that this job is of intense personal security on top of the existing security model. So we've got, you know, technological solution in place. We also have kind of a practical solution in place in that we tell people, look, if this is, you know, if you've got social security numbers involved, if you've got, you know, driver's license numbers or anything that you would consider proprietary, you may want to not outsource it to anybody, much less us or anyone else, because you're taking some risk on. I would say, though, that, you know, it's no different, though. You know, there is a common sense approach here that you don't want to be sending things across the wire that you wouldn't necessarily send through any other portal or any other email or any other type of medium. But ZipTask takes all precautions humanly possible, both at a practical and a technological level, to make sure all the documents are secure.
Amazing. Well, tell me a little bit about, now, I noticed on your website that at least it's not on your website, but when I did a Google search for ZipTask, one of the requirements for working with ZipTask as a freelancer was that they are an English speaker and that they're American citizens. Is that still true?
Well, you know, we've kind of opened the door a little bit. We've had people from Canada apply. We've had people from Ukraine and Europe and London and all over the world apply. And so we've opened the gate a little more, and so that you don't have to just be from the United States, because there's an incredible amount of talent out in the world today. Excuse me.
Now, in terms of this hyper-specialization, in terms of the model that you have in your video about creating assembly line mentality, does that open the door to a kind of a dehumanization of tasks and dehumanization of people?
Not at all. I think any time there is a division of labor in a sophisticated and mature work distribution environment, you're going to have situations where one person pushes the button and the other person pulls the lever, right? You're going to have jobs that are less user-friendly, that are less desirable than others. But in by and large, as the global economy continues to grow, we're seeing that people are becoming more savvy to the jobs that they want to be engaged in. You know, it's all a matter of relativity, too. You know, you've got guys sitting with dirt floors in, you know, Bulgaria that are the most advanced AutoCAD designers in the world. You'd be surprised at the level of education that exists in countries that people have never heard of, right? So there's a level of ignorance, if you will, that a lot of us have as to how the world works. And I think in the last 10 years or so, the understanding has shifted, you know, that the world is flat. And as you engage with people that come from a variety of backgrounds, you learn that they're very, very good at what they do, and they are worthy of a wage that they are asking. So sometimes the wage they're asking is, you know, $15 an hour, where, you know, maybe in the United States or in a European nation, that wage might be $27 or $30 or $40 an hour. But that's not the wage that they're asking. And sometimes $15 an hour is overpaying that person, but you still pay them a decent and legitimate wage. And so in terms of having some sort of a blue collar versus white collar, you know, that's all a very relative question. I think the bottom line is, are we helping freelancers find work? And the answer is yes. Are we helping people here in the U.S., here in Canada, anywhere in the Western European? Are we helping customers get jobs done quickly and efficiently without them having to expend enormous amounts of money? And the answer is yes. And so there is a win-win-win. And the third win is ZipTask. You know, we're building out a platform that others can benefit from.
Ines, I mean, what comes to mind is microloans. Microloans help develop the economies in third world countries. And what I'm hearing is the possibility that ZipTask could help those people on the dirt listing, on the dirt floors in Bulgaria, find piecemeal jobs, which could turn into almost a full-time job, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you got to start somewhere. And, you know, the microloan is a great example of someone taking provision and moving it around and distributing a little bit of ingenuity along with a little bit of money or resource as an asset. And that got, you know, invested into a system or a process. And I think with ZipTask, it is very similar. We're taking resources, that is, you know, jobs, work, and we're not just taking them out of the U.S. as a lot of people, you know, they attribute that to the entire industry. They bring that up, but it's really not the case, because most of the folks that are applying and are a part of our existing freelancer network are U.S. based. It's just a matter of fact that the world is flat. And so helping Bulgarian AutoCAD designers is very, you know, honorable in a global economy. But I think helping the small business owner to get the job done quickly and efficiently without stressing them out on how they're going to make payroll, you know, this is a money-saving tool that is ZipTask. You can really leverage it to your advantage.
That's marvelous. I'm in awe. I mean, it seems like a very simple thing, but I'm sure that you've made it that you are looking forward to some complex additions to it. How will those of us who've signed up on ZipTask, how will we stay up with the latest and greatest innovations that you have?
Well, if you sign up on ziptask.com, you download it, you know, the software will auto-update. And so you get into the system, you join the matrix, so to speak, and we will keep shooting you out those pesky newsletters maybe once a month or so, and we'll keep you tied in to what we're doing. But the first step is just signing up and going online to the website. But we encourage everyone to give it a shot. Send us a quick little test job. And I would like to say we'll give you a $20 credit on your account if you type in tweet 20, T-W-E-E-T, the number 20, and that'll give you $20 on your account. So you can test it out for free, no risk involved, but see what ZipTask can do for you.
So what we tweet you right now, tweet 20?
No, you can, when you sign up, there's a promo code, and you can type into the promo code box, T-W-E-E-T, the number 20, and when you sign up with that promo code, you'll receive a $20 credit on your account towards the first job that you perform.
But
in addition to that,
signed up, we can't get it.
No, you can still get it. If you sign up already, you can go to your back office, type in the promo code, and you'll still get it. In addition to that, we're offering the first job for a limited time. We're offering the first job up to 30 minutes in duration is free. And so literally without any risk at all, you can go to ZipTask, drag and drop a job into the system, and until June 30th of 2012, we'll do that for free for you.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Sounds like a deal. Tweet 20 and
first job up to 30 minutes is completely free.
Excellent. Well, I'll have to come up and find one. Thanks so much, Sean. If somebody wanted to talk with you more, what would you have them do?
Well, they can email me at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at ziptask.com, or they can just go to the website and click the Contact Us page and shoot us a note, or they can hit us on Twitter at twitter.com/ziptask.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us. I really enjoyed it, and you've expanded my mind significantly.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, there we have another entrepreneur stepping out into a world and creating a new world. And that's what I find so fascinating about Orange County and other places in the country that have this spirit of creation. I mean, we're literally creating new linkages with each other. We're finding new ways of accomplishing tasks. We talked several years ago about disintermediation, about taking out the middle person. Now we're talking about links between people that are very basic and very simple to be able to assign a small task to somebody who knows where they are in the world, who is taking on that small task and going to have it done within an hour or two. Amazing. Amazing. And at a minimal cost. Well, that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to seeing more people like that in Orange County and around the world. So if you have ideas, let me know. I'm the Pilgrim on the 405. You can get me at 949-355-6013, 949-355-6013, or you get me at willchrist@willchrist.com. I look forward to talking with you again next week on Pilgrim Talks with the Pilgrim on the 405.
You've been listening to the one show that takes you where others won't. Out into the wilderness, past the frontiers of what you thought was possible with your own personal pilgrim on the 405. Right here on octalkradio.net.